You deal with depression? I thought you said she was okay. Well, step right up here. You know, depression does not have to be generational. We say that. And you certainly are not born just of an earthly seed. You're born of a heavenly seed. And that gives you a different outlook, a different outcome, and a different type of DNA. So we're going to pray for you. No more days of being alone or embedded. Not going to happen. No more of that. Okay? We're just going to bring an end to that. All right? You deserve what Jesus came to give you, life, and it more abundantly. You can't do that by trying to survive in a place that depression drives you and keeps you as a prisoner. You can't do it. It's impossible. But you're going to begin to expect. You're going to begin to hold on to hope. You're going to begin to be able to have faith, an active faith. Because sometimes when we're broken, when hope comes, it just leaks out. And it's hard for us to hold it because we've tried it, we broke down. But tonight, we're going to get that mended. And you're going to be able to have hope, and you're going to be able to hold faith. Okay? And that means you're going to start being positive instead of negative. All right? Now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I curse right now all of this depression in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I command you, you tormenting spirit, come out of her right now. Loose her and set her free. Oh, God, for your glory right now, I loose the working of miracles, God. I set her free in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now you're going to be a different woman. How you like that, lumberjack? Huh? She's going to be a different woman. You watch. She's going to be happy. She's going to be joking. She's going to kind of just take back time. 15 years. How long you been married? 12 next Sunday. How long you been together? 14 and a half. Okay. So we take back time, 14 and a half years. And her life will be new. And you'll be a happier wife. And he won't be able to say, well, I'm just down because you're down. Tell him not to get down. Send him out and cut wood. All right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody, give Jesus a round of applause. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Philip, come on up here.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God.
We are proud of what God has done.
Amen.
Through you. We are proud of what God has done through Regina. Amen. The people that you have become when you came here. You've changed. But you've changed by the hand of God to become what people have needed. And you've made a difference in their life. And we are proud of what you have done. We're proud of your stick-to-itiveness. We're proud of your integrity. We are proud of your life. We are proud of your commitment. Philip, we love you. We believe in you more than anybody believes in you. We believe in you. Hallelujah. So I know that you've got the helm of this church. And, you know, whatever happens to me in the future, this church is going to be fine. And so don't raise your hand too hard. I'm not going anywhere
that's what
tomorrow.
I was
going
to say
that's
anyway.
For sure.
You're going to still
right.
be here for a long time.
That's right. And, but, Philip, you have done a great job. You put your hands to it. You worked it. You came in here. You and Regina come in here. The least likely people to survive in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. You came here. And you captured God's vision. You captured the people's heart. And they're behind you. And God's for you. And we're just going to see those white harvests come in.
Amen.
It's going to come in. It's going to come in. People are waking up. They're realizing it's our time. It's an appointed time. It's now time. It's a light time. It's a work time. And they're going to begin to dream things. And they're going to begin to declare those things. And they're going to begin to speak those things. And they're going to activate their gifts. And some way, the Holy Ghost will make a way where there is no way.
Amen.
They'll make a way. And so, I know you got the helm of this church, and I can rest assured that God's will is going to be done here.
Praise God.
And Philip, we love you, and we love Regina. Amen. We love your family. We love your family, buddy.
Praise God.
Well, we love you too, Pastor.
Thank
you so much for coming. I'm just going to end with a little prayer right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just thank you, Father, for what you've done, God, and we thank you for this 10 years, God. Father, and we thank you that the best is yet to come, Father, that there's more for you to do in this region, Father. Souls need to be saved. Lives need to be changed, Father. And Lord, we thank you that we get the honor to go on this journey and be a part of what you have for these times, Father. And Lord, we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Praise God. Well, I want to thank all you guys who are watching us online. We're glad that you got to celebrate with you. And this is going to conclude the service for today. So we thank you for that. Amen. So you can cut our live stream off now.